Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, a lot happened this weekend. We wrap it all up in the five.
Now, it's time for the five.
It's countdown!
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead! Number five.
Carlos Correa says Jose Altuve never cheated and tried to explain why Altuve didn't want his teammates to take off his shirt after a walk-off home run to send them into the World Series by saying, in part, this.
He didn't want to take his shirt off because his wife had told my wife early in the year for me to not do that, so he was telling me to not do it. And number two, he had an unfinished tattoo that looked kind of bad that he didn't want people to see and people to talk about.
You believe it?
That's happened to you before, right, Jim? An unfinished tattoo that you didn't want people to see, so that you told him not to rip your shirt off?
Well, it's none of your business, but I'm all in with a tattoo story. Sign me up.
I mean, it
Sign
just
me
gets
up.
More ridiculous by the day with these guys, and
but
I'm
now
sorry.
Everybody's going to want to see.
Where's the tattoo?
Right? People are going to look
Jose?
Like they're creeping on the guy in the Pirates clubhouse, you know, and
it's just, that doesn't explain why he ran into the clubhouse to change shirts before coming back out. Like it doesn't add up, Carlos Correa. You guys cheated. It doesn't matter how many excuses you have for said cheating. We'll hear more from Cody Bellinger, which is what prompted Correa's response, as well as Rob Manfred getting tired of answering these questions. All of that at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock.
Number four.
Pitt loses 67-57 to Virginia Tech on Saturday in Blacksburg. That's their fifth loss in the last seven games. Are they farther away from the NCAA tournament than we think, even for next year?
I don't know, but I could legitimately see this team dropping four of their last five, ending up 16-15 overall. I think that would put them in conference something like 7-13 and just sort of petering out. It feels like they're, I don't know if they're tired. I don't know if, I don't know what it is, but they've got to do something to right the ship over these last five games to prove that there's actually growth going forward into next year rather than stagnation of some sort.
Yeah, I'm not, there's something missing, you know, and not to, you don't want to pile on Johnson and McGowan's, but
they just don't look like they're up to it.
I expected more from those guys, and even with Champagne and who was the Koulibaly actually ended up having to play last game, and he did okay, and the rest of the guys just didn't. The thing is that teams like Clemson and Virginia Tech, they're just not that good. And those are, if you're going to be any good yourself, those are games you have to win, and they're not winning them.
Number three.
As spring training continues to ramp up, how about a broader question here? Who's the most important Pirates player in the organization right now?
I still think it's Josh Bell, because Josh, whether he's here in 3 years or not, not only will dictate how legitimately serious they are about spending money if they get better, and we've heard that tune before, but if he's not going to be here in 3 years, what do they get in return for him to help bolster whatever build or rebuild or whatever Ben Cherington wants to call it that they have ongoing? And that's why I still think, even if you want any current success, Josh Bell is the linchpin. He's still the most important guy in the organization.
I can't disagree with that. However, I'm going to say for right now it's Mitch Keller because they need somebody to come up through the system and to be successful. And if they're going to have any chance at all here is a bridge to whatever their next competitive season is supposed to be. He has to be the guy moving forward in that regard.
We'll check in with Craig Riley from Pirate City. 9 o'clock as full squad workouts get started today.
Number two.
Both Mike Tomlin and Mason Rudolph make statements that Myles Garrett, well, he's a liar. Do you expect, what do you expect will come next in this situation?
I mean, given the language that Mason Rudolph's attorney used over the weekend, I would think they're on the verge of filing a defamation of character lawsuit against Myles Garrett. And I wouldn't blame them for it one single iota at this point. I think they went down the path of let's let sleeping dogs lie. And Myles Garrett decided to bring things back up when, to be quite honest, he didn't have any reason to bring things back up in that interview with ESPN last week. So at this point, if I'm Mason Rudolph, and the NFL has yet to produce any evidence that shows that I said what Myles Garrett claims I said, I sue for defamation of character, because that's exactly what's happening.
Harumph. Yeah.
Number one.
Jason Zucker scores twice. The Pens beat the Canadiens 4-1 on Friday. Patrick Hornquist scores twice yesterday. The Pens beat the Red Wings 5-1. Will Jim Rutherford make another trade this week before the deadline, and does he need to?
It's real tempting, I think, for him to go out and make a depth move, whether it be on the blue line or up front, because he's seen that this team can play well, I think, even when they're not totally healthy. But I think he probably feels the need to get one more depth piece just in case guys don't get healthy or more people get hurt. I don't know if he has the resources to make that kind of move, or if it's a depth-for-depth move, like moving out Bjugstad to bring in maybe somebody who's not necessarily a center to play depth minutes, or to get another defenseman to help the third pairing, bolster that when Ricola and Ruedel may not be up to playing as many minutes if somebody gets hurt in the playoffs. But I got a feeling we'll see some sort of smaller move between now and next Monday, Jim.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do anything big, certainly, because he doesn't have anything to trade to get something big. But it might be a veteran forward, veteran defenseman, something like that, as a just-in-case guy.
Yeah, just-in-case.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.